When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What's going on, traders? Did we catch ourselves a little bit of a moment of rallying back a little bit? We'll go ahead and talk about it. Looks like the SPY is back over the open. Will it close over the open? That's what I'm going to be wondering. Let's get into it at the close.
All right, it is time for pre-market prep at the close.
Three consecutive highs, open, matched yesterday's low, and then once it took out there, that's all the breakout momentum traders needed.
All right, Joel, looks like they like that closing power hour or something.
I don't know. I mean, it did. We got green by a couple handles. Let me share my charts. Tell you what I'm looking, what I'm thinking, and I got so many stupid browsers open here. Where is my StreamYard? It's right here. I'm going to share. They took out the pre-market low. They took it out by a nice margin, and then they just came roaring back. We went green on the session, but it looks like we're going to have that fifth losing day in a row, so we will keep an eye on the closing price. That closing price from yesterday, 56.50, your intraday high, 58.50, your overnight high, 61. So if we're going to rally tomorrow, that's where we got to get above on the upside. Crude having another bad day, down 314 at 86.41. Gold down 19.20 at 17.07. Silver working in the middle of the 17 handle, down 21.7 cents. Bitcoin down 435, 19.630. Staying too close to that support for too long, in my opinion. And Ethereum futures, they were green a little bit earlier, but now they're red. They're down $18 at 15.42.
Well, it seems like, the morning started with the bang, NVIDIA coming down, and I'm sure it was catching some traders. Everyone was looking at that 140.86. Would it hold there? And it did not hold there, but slowly recovering. We'll see what happens in NVIDIA. It definitely went down. I mean, it started the day around like 144, went all the way down there. It's close towards that 133. And man, it's just been an ugly couple of days.
How much did they say that was going to affect earnings by?
400 mil.
That's a lot of, yep. And let's bring it up. You could have leaned on the low of the move and then you got slammed there. So I don't know, man. Just think it's just bad news after bad news. I guess we're off the low of the session. That's the good news. We're $5 off the low. I didn't even look at the monthlies and see if anything was there. But, I mean, how are you going to replace that kind of revenue loss? We talked about A&D maybe getting to 80. Well, it did that and then some. That's attempting to recover too. But, it's just, that's 400 million. I mean, what do they make? What are they supposed to make for the year? I mean, I guess that knocking as much off as they did is warranted under those circumstances.
Yeah. Now the question goes, did it go down too far though? I mean, I think that's what some people are going to think. And now it's going to be the battle of, will it catch at least a relief rally, right? I mean, that.
I mean, you've got to wait for a double bottom or something.
At least. That's what I. That's what I said today, Joel, too. I was like, I'm looking for a bounce, but haven't gotten any consolidation. So without the consolidation, it's kind of hard to just expect it to come back up. And I think until the trend changes where we're not just cutting through the lows each prior day, I think that's what we need to kind of keep on watching.
Yeah, and I think I might have noted this yesterday. We've made a new low today by 50 handles. You know, so the previous low for this decline was 39.53. We got the 0.350 today. That's the lowest we've been. Not much on the dailies. We talked about that 3,900, but all that is a psychological level. Really, like I said, I didn't have any under 39.13 and a quarter. That was your July 26 low. I did not see a Globex low until way down in the 3,800 handles. So, but we'll see. What I kind of like to see is, you know, a little bit of a weak close here and maybe a little dip overnight, you know, get the buy on the cheap closer to that low of the move. But this will be, we have 23 minutes left. This will be a 5-day losing streak. I just want to illustrate, I did a broad market article today. I usually don't. I usually keep it to specific stocks. But today I noted the streaky market. I mean, that's one thing I think new traders, old traders, new investors, old investors, you got to pay attention to streaks in the market. And if you're trying to catch a turn or pick a bottom or pick a top, you got to be aware of the streaks. Here we are in June. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Couple days, you know, you broke it with one up day, but then you cracked again. So that was a 5-day losing streak. This was the way on the way up. This was a 4-day losing streak that culminated in a major bottom. This was another 4-day losing streak that culminated in the low before our last leg up. And then here, now we're in the midst since Pump and Powell, since your buddy gave his hawkish pain. I got a new name for him. I got a new thing name for him.
Yeah, what's his name?
Pain Powell.
Pain Powell, Pain Powell, putting on the pain, and that he put on the pain, that's for sure. Now, one thing I'm just wondering, Joel, is are we going to hear more technology stocks talk about this? Because this was NVIDIA, right? And it said that it was on August 26th. It's September 1st, right? That's when they got informed by the U.S. government about this new license requirement. Are we going to hear from AMD? Are we going to hear from TSM? Are we going to hear from you know, all these companies start mentioning this? And how will stocks react then? Because it can't just be that NVIDIA is the only one.
I think wasn't AMD included with it?
It was not mentioned. It was not mentioned yet.
I thought I saw that.
I don't know. Maybe you guys in the chat, maybe you guys can fact check us here. But I, at least from what I saw, okay. I did not see any mentions. I saw this headline under maybe AMD, but I didn't see it for AMD. And so that's what I'm wondering now. You know, will this kind of show up in the other tech names? Also, will we get an answer from China? How do they feel about this? Still haven't heard anything. So
yeah, things are not good.
What I'm wondering. I mean, it doesn't make sense that it would only be NVIDIA that got this message from the US government. So that's what I'm going to be looking at after the hours today to see if some other companies go ahead and maybe do a filing or something. That's what I'll be watching for. All right. Well, let's go into some stocks out there. What was strong today? That's what I really like to always try to pay attention to. And if you were paying attention, what led us today was utilities. And then let's move down the line. Let's go to healthcare.
Yes.
And healthcare, what was up? 1.25% drug manufacturers. And we're talking about the big boys. Starting with J&J, nice little bounce back, and this coming off of the heels that Johnson & Johnson says that they'll pay $39 million as well an additional $1.5 million for the opioid situation that went on. And I mean, you guys can look a little bit deeper into this, exactly how much they were supposed to pay. I was trying to find exactly information on exactly the payment amount, but it looks like, they were already beaten down, so this kind of helped get it off the ground there.
I think what it is they were obviously expecting more, right? Or a hell of a lot more. You have the you had the low of the move put in yesterday, similar with the S&P, and then you didn't have like a perfect triple top or anything along those lines, but you did have three highs in the same area, and that area that was a little bit of a zone there. Yeah, they were pretty darn close. You had three highs from 163.54 to 63.84, your last three sessions in a row. So it took that out and got a little boost. Started to work in into the range from last Friday with Mr. Powell. So it hasn't had that good back-to-back up days since earlier in August. So let's see if you get some follow through. But obviously, they're expecting a much bigger fine than what they received. I mean, $39 million is really not a lot to Johnson & Johnson. Of course, there's other states that they have to settle with, but for now, the street's liking what the fine they have to pay.
Pfizer also up today. You'll see that one bounce back. There was a Pfizer BioNTech catalyst this morning about receiving positive CHMP opinion for Omicron BA1 adapted COVID vaccine booster from the European Union. So looks like that gave them a little bit of a bounce.
Once again, going to the old bag of tricks, double bottom, 45.13, 45.14, almost matching ranges. Oh, no, you're taking out the highs of the last few sessions. I don't know. Let's see if we got a little stickler here, because Tuesday's high, or would that be Monday's high at 46.69? We got the 46.61 today. So above that, it opens up $1.30, 47.96. That was the high before pain came onto the market was with Mr. Paul. That was last Friday's high. And the close on Friday, right in that area, about a buck lower, near the highs that we were talking about, 46.82.
All right, let's keep moving forward. Let's take a look at the next leading sector up, which was consumer defensives and discount stores, not having a bad day today. I'm still a little confused in this area. There was a while back, I was a little bit more bullish on Walmart. I'm sure Joel remembers, but they just chopped me up in Walmart to the point where I just said, I'm done with these stocks. And then I've just been watching them. Of course, Ollie had earnings today. That one came up after the open. But leading the way was BIG, Big Lots, after getting hit hard on their earnings. So I just don't know. Wow. These discount stores are hard.
Wow, what a wild – was it earnings from them yesterday?
Yeah.
And it goes up to nearly 24, or was it 2 days ago?
It might have been. Let me catch.
Yeah. Because I remember looking at this thinking, oh, if it held 22, it was going to rally. It goes to 24, gives it all back. Wow, what a yo-yo stock here. Good support at 20. You tested it today. You're $1.20 over with. Maybe got a little bit of a trading range here from 20 to 24.
Looks like it was Tuesday morning. So one day back there. Okay. Well, it was interesting. I mean, Target actually kind of also bouncing a little bit there.
I haven't looked at Target as of late.
It's sleepy.
Oh, look at that. Oh, my gosh.
What do you think about that?
I like it. I mean, I got something to lean on. It made the move off the low. I could, put my stop in, and now it's 164.10. That's a long ways away.
Yeah, it got through that 160 real quick. Got
look
up
at
there.
That. Boom, bang. Well, there were a pair of highs at 161.25. Make quick work of that. I don't know. Let's give it some room on the upside. 167.55, 160.82. Those are your 5 and 6 day highs. So that looks okay to me. Those are sleepy. I wish you would have pointed this one out yesterday, because man, tight ranges like that, buyers being patient, sellers not
taking control.
Yeah. Not taking control. Nick Rosanio, Quad Witch. It's not the last Friday in September. It is the third Friday of September.
Let them know,
so
Joel.
Tomorrow is the first Friday, September 2nd, right? So if you go two more, you add seven. When I went to school, 2 plus 7 was 9. And then you add 9 plus 7 is 16. the third Friday of the month, September 16th, and just going back to the S&P chart, it's kind of going to mess up my stocks, but this was your June witch. This was your June expiration. Boom, right here, right when the market bottomed. You had your five-day losing streak there, but this is where it bottomed on that expiration, and back up we go. As you see, I put the little question marks in there as like, what's going to happen this time?
Hi, I'm Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Imagine learning from the best without the years of struggle. On my podcast, I sit down with stars like Montel Jordan and Sarah Blakely to share the hard-earned lessons that can save you time and effort on your path to success. Ready to speed up your success story? Listen to Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson wherever you get your podcasts.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
All right, interesting headline. I appreciate you in the chat that mentioned it. Louis, I'll give you a shout out, man. Appreciate you mentioning this one. I actually didn't catch this one when it hit the tape, but you can see it here now. Microsoft coming with some news today. Looks like Microsoft combat goggles wins a U.S. approval to start delivery. So Microsoft and U.S. Army deal? Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how big of a deal? I don't know.
The future. The future, yeah. Joel. You never know. You know, these metaverse goggles.
Yeah, military. I don't know. You broke to a double bottom. I think I did see some news today that the Europe is not too happy about this Activision deal. So I don't know if that's putting pressure on Microsoft, but having a bad day. I couldn't give you a support area that it bounced off, but it's working up toward the higher end of the range, so that's good. So I don't think I'd want to be short Mr. Softing going in tomorrow. That's a pretty big decline from that 295. Whereas the S&Ps have done their 50% and more. Microsoft has done 50% more. And did I get rid of my Apple 50? Nope. Apple still holding up strong on a relative basis. Was hoping to see this 152.5, 153 today. Didn't quite get it. You did more than fill this gap here. Matching low. If you were trying to buy your July 28th low, 154.41, you got a big nothing done because it went to 54.67.
Honestly, I thought this was hilarious from Crassy. He was like, you'll need to restart them for updates before going into battle. He's talking about the goggles from Microsoft. He's like, you might need to restart them to get updates.
Oh, man.
That's how it is. I'll tell
you
one thing.
True.
Every time I go to my power button to turn off my computer, I'm like, am I going to get a Microsoft update? Now, one of the stocks that moved today that I was considering it because I'm in this like competition right now. Don't want to get too much about that, but Generac was a stock that I was looking at yesterday, and I was like, man, no one's buying this thing. There hasn't been many hurricanes out there. And then this morning I hear about a depression out there. I'm like, will they go buying of the Generacs? And it looks like it got a little lift. What do
you
think about this chart?
Yeah, it did. Wow, this thing is really 2-for-1 stock split. Undercut the low. So if you were focusing on the previous day's low, you had a good trade there. Just a bit under pressure. Once again, pressing up near the highs of the session. So I wouldn't, if I was long, I'd be looking to get some more. I wouldn't want to be shorting in here in this area. But let's call another target. You got a couple daily highs if you're looking to take some profits here. 235.83, 37.11. Those are your 3 and 4 day highs. Let's split that. I'll call it 36.50. So if you're looking for more for Generac, but I must have drew these a while ago because the resistance one certainly worked out, but the support one well beyond that. S&P's, what a battle going on here. trying to get green, but every time it gets in that 50 handle, it's like, sell, 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 sell. Once again, we're back up here. 39.50, 56.50 is the close. I want it to be red on the day to make my article look good, but we'll see what the bulls and the bears do. 9 minutes remaining in the session.
Well, one stock that I'm going to have to just start learning is this Nutanix, because it's keeping on up today. This is one stock
Mitch,
I did not know.
Mitch, what's it called?
Is it Nutanix?
Nutanix.
Nutanix. Oh, man. And that, yeah. You know, the worst part is I tried to write it down in phonics, but yeah, it did not work out.
Any,
Nutanix.
Yeah.
I need to learn it. I don't know this one. I don't even know if that word really is a real word. That word seems like a word they made up, but I'll give it to them.
NEU. They should change your name. And just every time you look at this, I want you to think NEU. NEU. Nutanix. Big day. They like the earnings. This is a good story here. Here you go. You're popping up. You gapped up. Did you hold? Wow, 2099. Man, if you're short of that, you found out really quickly you were wrong, because 2098 was the low. Working on a whole number. Not going to try and call top on this one, but I'll just alert our traders and investors that we had three highs in the $23 area right in this vicinity back at the end of May, mid-May to middle May. Got up near there today, caught a little bit of a cold, pulling back, but, you know, once again, maybe have a day where you work your way up, you get some 2260 closes, 2270, then you get some momentum going into that. Nick Rosania is asking about ATKR. So I'll do a quick one on this one, Mitch, yeah. And then you can too.
Go for it.
I don't know if you're going to get 80 in this one, Nick. I mean, today undercut the low. You know, of course, it's never know what's going to happen, but it undercut that low from yesterday, 83.74, and then it came back above it. So now it's $6-7 away. So right now, I don't know. I'm feeling too bullish here. This market must get killed tomorrow. You got the two lows in the same area. You're clearing the previous day's high. You have a strong day of the market, or some joker comes in. I have no idea what this company does. Pretty light volume too, so I'm not sure how much coverage it is. But I want to be. You could blink, and this thing could be right at the pair of highs from Monday and Tuesday at 88.67, 89.05. So I don't have a trade for you in that one today. ENPH, I mean, I hate these formations, because the only thing I think about is, man, this thing is going to give way. And you just, you just can't think about that, right? Because you had it. This is crazy. So as long as it holds this gap area, I mean, that's way down at 263.50. I don't even know how low you got today. 71.75. I just don't think you can cut it loose. And I guess you got your monthly lows starting to coincide too. Now it actually took that out because it had a good month last month. This is a tough one, folks. For me, I'd be taking profits, but you never know. Could just blow back through that 300 and never look back.
Yeah,
we're going green, Mitch. We are going green.
Let's go.
Man, I hate when the market messes with my article 6 minutes ago. Okay. All right. There we go. What else? Sorry, I got a little sidetracked there. What else you got for you?
All right, let's keep it going here. Let's take a look. If you look around today, it was kind of one of those days where it started in the red and then things just started to leak back. I also saw real estate starting to make its way back. And so you guys can maybe take a look at some of those names. And we're just going to keep going through. Consumer cyclical, I was looking to see if that could get some lift. Looked like Home Depot got some lift off the floor today.
Home Depot. I went there yesterday. Very efficient in Home Depot. Yeah.
All right.
And actually Lisa ordered something, and they have this nice little lockbox, right? And you just go there and you pick it up, make it quick. Guess who forgot their phone?
The old forget the phone trick.
So I had to go. I had to beg the people at the counter, and I got my ID out. And they were very nice. Spoozer Green, we're in the green by two handles right now, 58-50. The Bulls are finally fighting back after 4 days of getting their butt kicked. Same thing here. Home Depot undercut the previous day's low. You're rallying. You're taking out yesterday's high, 93. I don't want to be short this one either. I mean, you got room up to 299. Man, I'm way too bullish. What's wrong with me? You got room up to 300 on this one, folks. So Bulls are, they're snorting at the ground, digging at the ground here. Let's hope it holds.
Yeah, a lot of the stocks that you thought were going to crack through just getting the bounce right when you least expect it. And you know which one I'm going to definitely have fun with tomorrow?
Yes. What?
It's telling Triple D, Ark held. Look at that 40 hold today.
Oh, did it?
Look at that move today, Joel. You'll get a little kick out of this.
Look, Kathy. You know what?
Look at that 40. It said, no, I do not go down there.
I took a little. Oh, man, what a great in. Man, I got to keep more stock. I should have gotten rid of that five below and AI and put Kathy in there. Darn, now, I mean, usually Kathy gives you a shot. Man, I hope China does something overnight and we get a down open, because I'd love to see, or Ukraine or something happen. I'd love to see a down open. But you had those other lows at 40. You had two lows there. I usually like to see, maybe we're going to have one of these. Like Kathy had that spike high up to 54 nearly. Maybe she won't give you another shot here. That's a nice move getting right into the gap area. So 39.79, man. You could have put your iceberg 40 out there and got all the stock you wanted if you were so inclined.
And now let's go to a trade plan that cut me out today in the competition. But it was a good idea, just bad execution. Let's go to Tesla. I was looking for the 50% retracement on the Fib for a while at 270. It came down here fast at the open. I took a shot there a little bit too quick, probably. Around 273, going off the 270. But if I would have gave myself a little bit more shot down there, it looks great now on that reversal coming back towards.
Why if you liked it at 270, did you buy it at 273?
Got too excited at the open, Joel. Uh-huh. I was looking for too much of that rip and rally back at the open for the push, and I got caught. First NVIDIA, then Tesla. And so, of course, these are kind of different positions for me since it's a competition a little bit bigger. And I didn't want to hold too much today, but nice close here, Tesla.
Yeah, for sure here. I didn't see any data. I haven't been following this one too closely. It didn't, I didn't have anything at 270, and I didn't have anything here. I would have been, if I was trying to get long this one, I would have been shut out. 61.79. Spoozer ripping. Now it's green. 8-9 handle, 65.25. Why can't this market wait? All right, let's see what happens. 66.25 in the high. Maybe we got some buying balances. We thought it might be turnaround Tuesday, but it's turnaround Thursday, it looks like.
Yep, turnaround Thursday. I mean, we weren't too bad this morning in pre-market prep. We just might have been a couple hours into the market late. Like I told Ryan today, I was like, man, I got to get to know those good lunch spots in New York, because it seems like somebody knows some good lunch spots. After 1 p.m., we've really started pushing back. We'll see what happened today. Let's see Lulu coming out with earnings after the bell. Let's cover that.
Okay.
You still got Lulu?
No, I don't know.
I wonder if it's at one point, right? I feel like you had it at one point.
No,
like,
I just had
the pants, maybe. I have the.
I've loaded up on the Lulu stuff over the last couple. No, yeah, it was the pants. I mean, I wouldn't have gotten this one either. I probably would have been looking for 261.57. And it didn't even get anywhere. Did it get anywhere near there? What was this low? Maybe 83.94. And where'd it get to today? 83.31. So if you were keen on your daily lows, you would have got it. But, you know, if you get a pop on this one, if you're long, I'd be palms out at 310. Triple top right there before it broke down. And, you know, now I'd be hawking this 280 to 284 level on a decline because, you know, you missed it. Like, oh, I should have covered my short today. So there you go. But I got to wrap. It's 401. I got to go readjust my article because the stupid market rallied. So, all right, back with you guys tomorrow. Everyone have a good night.
Have a good one, Joel. I'm going to go ahead and get you guys over to Cannabis Insider up next. It was a tough day for me, too, like it always is. It's never going to be perfect. And just like we always talk about, the market's never just going to go straight down, just like it'll never go straight up. There's always going to be these kind of moments in between. We'll see tomorrow. Do we really get that Labor Day rally? Will we continue to see NVIDIA bounce off the floor, or will it go ahead and head right back down? We'll see what happens. Like always, you guys can catch all the action right here on Benzinga. Give me a thumbs on up if you guys enjoyed today's content, and let's go ahead and end the day and bring you over to some Cannabis Insiders action to see what's going on in cannabis. I thought for a moment there we were going to get federal legalization, but you guys see how it is. It's still a battle out there.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.